You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
On the splinters.
I'm a driver, I'm a winner.
consider to England a friend. You may like to gamble, you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a state trooper, it may be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame. Maybe living in another country under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion, you might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord, you may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. You may be somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve.
Wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread, maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody,
serve.
Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. You may call me Zimmy, you may call me RJ, you may call me Ray, you may call me anything, no matter what you say, still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Thank you.
Are you a fan of industrial and have been trying to find smaller artists? Have you only heard of Nine Inch Nails and are looking to get further into the genre? Maybe you're like that guy I met in my lecture who hadn't even heard of Linkin Park. No matter where you're coming from, Wire and Nerve is the show for you. 1 hour of all kinds of industrial, from Throbbing Gristle to Godflesh to Frontline Assembly and more. Tune in Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
Live from the basement of the Sub High Top Burnaby Mountain, this is Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host. Will be here, and I will be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 155 of the program. It's a show favorites episode. I'm playing some randoms and just a lot of great show favorites from previous new music episodes. So welcome to the show. In that first set, I played, going back to doing the 90s right, I suppose, was an old tradition in the early days of this show. That was Beck, Loser from 1994, and that was followed by Happy Mondays, Step On. That was the Stuff It In mix off of U.S. Singles, but that song originally appeared on their album Pills, Thrills, and Bellyaches, which was from 1990, and that was a couple years before they destroyed Factory Records. Great song there. And then the set finished up, I'll explain this one, is Bob Dylan, Gotta Serve Somebody from Slow Train Coming, 1979. That is a tribute to a friend. His father passed away just a couple weeks ago after a long battle with Parkinson's. And he would have been laid to rest earlier today at Mount Pleasant Cemetery in Toronto. I know, he was a great man. He was, like, in a very literal sense, like a self-actualized person. I think that's a good university term to use. In that, he was a captain of industry in a creative field. And, just a very generous and outgoing and, he was just a great guy. I really liked... He was just kind of around in my life for a few years and really had an impact on me. And I remember... One time we were up at their cottage. There was a bunch of us, and we'd just come back from traveling, and we were up at their cottage. That's what they call cabins in Ontario. And that You Gotta Serve Somebody song, he must have played like 12 times. He just, anytime he got anywhere near the stereo, he just played that song. And I think he was just trying to teach us something. And now that I listen to that song now, I think it's more about spirituality. But I think the point then was, we were all in our 20s, the group of us that came back from traveling, and... That's an important thing. You do have to serve somebody ultimately if you want to, eat and have shelter and have your own freedom and your own space. And I think it was sort of a nudge for all of us to, get our heads out of the clouds and live a more actual existence as adults. And I think it was a good prod at that time. And I also remember one of his colleagues hung around with the family a lot, and she gave me some really good advice at that time as well. And great man, I really respect him. I feel terrible for his family. I know they've gone through a lot with him over the last 15 years, and I hope they find peace. And it's really sad. That's for him. That's for my buddy's friend. Sorry, my buddy's dad. That's his song. So moving on from that, I will do traffic and weather quickly. It's pretty quiet out there right now. There's not a heck of a lot of problems. There's a bit of a problem out in the valley on Highway 1, just around 264. Mostly going eastbound. It's a little bit bunching up around there. It's bad tunnel northbound. As usual, there is a crash. Highway 99 it's in Delta or Surrey, just before the 91 going northbound coming. That's the other 91 interchange, the one down by the water. There's really no alternative to that unless you take Highway 10. Highway 10, sorry, King George Boulevard, coming out of South Surrey, White Rock area. It's busy downtown, particularly on the east side of downtown where they have the closures for the World Cup. The closures, of course, include Quebec Street, Expo Boulevard, and Pacific Boulevard. So Main Street is very busy, and it's pretty busy getting to the viaduct as well. Terminal's pretty messy. Second Avenue's pretty busy through there. There is a match this evening, just so you know. New Zealand is playing Belgium at BC Place at 8 o'clock p.m. So that is happening. As for weather, how about we got rain today. It's been about better part of 3 weeks since we've had any rain here. We've had some really, really beautiful, hot, a little bit windy, but not so much lately. It's been just nice, stable, hot weather lately, but it's very concerning with our low snowpack and how early it is in terms of when we usually get this sort of weather. This usually doesn't show up until July. But yeah, a lot of days in the 300s. Boy, it's been nice and hot. And now we're kind of back into June swoon, sort of a second act of that, a little bit late. It looks like it's going to stay fairly unsettled, you know, in the low 290s for the next little while, at least through Canada Day, through next weekend. It's going to stay that way for a while, which is really, really good. I know they're getting lots of rain in the Kootenays. Alberta's getting pounded. Not enough probably in the Okanagan. I know I've heard there's fires around Lytton, and I've heard there's stuff going on in West Kelowna. Nothing major yet, but it's still very, very early in the season, and it would be really nice to see a little bit more rain in the interior over the next little while, because you know in July, when we get into July, it's going to be nothing but sun. So hopefully there's a bit more rain coming. And so that's that. So World Cup, again, New Zealand, Belgium tonight, 8 o'clock. So that's going to be busy downtown, getting in and out of the downtown core and on transit. I don't know, man. I guess I'm over the World Cup. I've watched a few games. I think my favorite game so far had to be Mexico-Korea. That was a great game. There was just a lot of really close calls for the Mexicans in that game. That was a really, really neat game. And you saw how the Korean team tried to really slow the game down, and it just didn't work out for them. Very exciting match. Too bad Canada. They are still going through to the round of 32. They'll be playing Los Angeles. Oh, man. Chris, who's Canada playing in their next one? Do you know?
Let me look it up.
Yeah, he's got his headphones on. Oh, they're playing South Africa. I'm not sure the date, but South Africa was also second in their group, so who the heck knows? There's a lot of teams in the World Cup nowadays. There's 48 teams now that get into the World Cup, and I guess 32 go to the knockout stage, where I think before it was like 32 got into the World Cup and 16 got in the knockout stage, if I'm not mistaken. So there's a lot of teams, and I think the next one's going to be 64 teams, so basically half of the countries on Earth are going to be in the World Cup final 4 years from now, and I will absolutely laugh if Italy is not part of it. So what else is going on? Another thing, sort of on the topic of Bob Dylan, if you're looking for good music, what I've been listening to lately, I've been at work. This is sort of a byproduct of having Spotify. I had to get Spotify because I need to follow Blaylock's Indie Rock playlist, and I've also been using it to find EDM and Jersey Club and stuff like that for my shows, just for fun. But it's not the end of the world having it, because sometimes I just think of something and I want to hear it. And I was going through doing some research for Midsummer New Music, which is going to be very, very light this year. I'll talk about that later on. And I came across a song called Last Night, and I didn't think of the Strokes song. I thought of the Traveling Wilburys song called Last Night, and it's from their album Traveling Wilburys Volume 1. It's got the full team on there. It's got, you know, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison. That was his, you know, the only record he appeared with them on there. And then, of course, Jeff Lynne from ELO and Super Producer. And boy, that is a great record. I've had that basically on loop in my truck at work this week, and I've been in such a great mood. So if you're, you know, kind of an old guy and you've been knocked around a bit, and who hasn't, it is just a feel-good record. And, you know, if you want to go home happy, like maybe, you know, maybe put it on your Apple Music or your Spotify on the way home. You don't have to listen to this. It's a good set tonight. I'm not trying to sell you anything, as I say. So, but I do have music. I'm not playing Traveling Wilburys Volume 1, but I definitely recommend it. It's just, I don't know, just the arc of the record and just wonderful songs, great performances. I absolutely love it. It's been put me in such a good mood all week. But yeah, I'm going to play other music. We'll see what kind of mood this puts me in. I'm not sure. I had this prepared for last week, and then I kind of got messed over a bit and I couldn't make it in. I think it's a good set. We're going to see how things go. So here it is.